Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from awe-inspiring Seth Bison-Hirsch. From Stick to Your Day Job, Rob Monaco. From Popping the Question, Benny Goldman. And from Forget About It, Diane Felsen. Our puzzle guru, Art Chung, will take us out.
This final round is titled Taking a Vowel of Poverty. In this game, all the answers will be words, phrases, and proper nouns that have only one of the five vowels in them. All the answers will feature that single vowel three or more times, but won't use any other vowels. So for example, if I said, it's a two-piece bathing suit for women, you'd say bikini. We're playing the spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give me that answer, and the last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand winner. Remember, every answer will have at least three vowels, all the same, and none of the answers contains a Y. Here we go, Seth. A word often used when performing a magic trick.
Abracadabra.
You got it. Rob, using your thumb to get a ride.
Hitchhike.
Can you be more specific? All the vowels have to be the same.
Hitching?
I can't give it to you. I'm sorry. Can you step aside? Let's see if Benny knows the answer.
Hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking is what we're looking for. Sorry, Rob. Diane, a Hawaiian dress that is usually long, loose-fitting, and decorated with bright colors.
Mumu.
Well done. Seth, dictionaries, encyclopedias, and almanacs are all considered this type of book.
Reference.
Correct. Benny, it's an African country and the name of a 2005 DreamWorks animated feature.
Madagascar.
Yep, that's right. Diane, a type of thick cloud that is rounded on top and has a flat base.
Cumulus.
Yep, that's right. Seth, another word for tricycle, or what tricycle literally means?
Three-wheeler.
That's right. Benny, this U.S. state shares a border with eight other states, including Missouri, Alabama, and Virginia.
Mississippi?
No, I'm sorry, that's not the state we're looking for. Diane, do you know the answer?
Tennessee.
That's right. Thank you, Benny. Benny, is that we're down to two players, Seth and Diane. Seth, an egotistical person who only thinks me, me, me might be described as this hyphenated word. Seth is drawing in the air.
Self. Self. Esteemed?
Self-esteemed? No, that's not the word we're looking for, I'm sorry. Diane, if you know the answer, you're our winner.
Self-centered.
You got it.
Diane, you're our Ask Me Another big winner. Congratulations. And as your grand prize, you're getting a copy of the soundtrack to Fading Gigolo, signed by John Turturro, and we're going to send you out for a night of bowling on us. Hairnets not included. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks once again to our VIP, John Turturro. That's our show. Thanks for listening. If you would like to come to a live taping of Ask Me Another at the Bell House in Brooklyn, just go to amatickets.org, and you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our musician is Jonathan Colton.
Val Jolta Cannon.
With additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Greg Lightman, Karen Lurie, Jess Miller, Greg Pliska, Robert Stackenberg, and Christine Walters. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogeson, John Asante, Eleanor Kagan, and Annabelle Bacon, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Paul Ruest and Noriko Okabe. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.